This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Patrick M. Byrne is our guest. And on record, he did date the supposed Russian spy that tried to infiltrate the NRA. Really, she was just trying to be a right-winger and, I think, promote liberty, but that's what we hear. That's a whole other interview. He could disagree with me. He dated her. But that's how he got into this. That's how the FBI was with him. That's how all this is unfolding. This is a short segment, longer segment coming up. Big picture here, Patrick. These power groups, I mean, I know that's true from research and sources that the Clintons and the Obamas are two different camps. Then you've got Trump, kind of this maverick coming in with some backing of some foreign groups. I mean, Israeli backing, not Chinese or Russian. That's a whole other camp in Israel. Those are multiple camps. This is a fight of different camps, but Trump did want to relaunch America, have it be dominant. That's why I backed him, because I'm an American firster. Just in the few minutes we have in the short segment, what's the big picture? I understand your story from 4 years ago. It's very pertinent. You're telling it now. But obviously, what does this do into the future, and how does this project onto what's currently happening?
Well, first of all, this is a psyop. You're experiencing a psyop, the stages of which are demoralization, disorientation, crisis, then normalization. And the demoralization is this, you know, is the COVID-19.
Of course.
It's not to say that it's nothing, but it should have been handled like Sweden handled it. And all the evidence and all the science indicates at this point that that was the lowest deaths per millions of population, which is the correct measure.
Yeah, they tried the panicus. They use it as a psyop, which they never want to end. So how do we break the psyop?
So then disorientation is basically what we're seeing in the streets. I happened to walk in front of the FBI a couple weeks ago, and there's guys on motorcycles, Antifa guys, and ATVs doing donuts and wheelies on the sidewalk and the street of the FBI, and the FBI just standing back. The FBI agents I've ever met they're not the guys who joined the FBI in order to stand back from that.
The left is demoralizing us, destabilizing us, pissing in our face.
The crisis is creating a fake and imposter president. Any 8-year-old could see. I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I vote on principle. I'm on principle. I'm against violence. I'm a pacifist libertarian, small R Republican libertarian. But an 8-year-old could see that this got stolen. That's the crisis. There's this imposter, and they're telling us we're the kooks for not buying into their psyop. You know, if you went to the Amazon and found some dusty village, some 8-year-old kid in some basically, you know, lawful village, and you showed them movies of ballots, suitcases of ballots being pulled out while everyone shoot out of the counting, the 8-year-old would tell you, oh, they're stealing the election. But they're trying to tell you that you're not seeing what you're seeing. That's the disorientation and this crisis. And now they're just trying to normalize it by making you think that you're crazy if you see anything irregular about this election. There are scandals all over the world just like this. They may have done this in 52 countries. They may be shifting the balance of power in whole worlds. Anywhere dictator. Anyway, and behind there is my beloved China, one of my undergraduate major, Dartmouth, Chinese history and such. I was there 83, 84, studying, oddly enough, ancient Chinese history all the way up to Maoist thought. This is a Chinese. The Chinese have searched for years for you should do a show on this, Assassin's Mace, Sha Shou Jian, Assassin's Mace. For 10 years, our national security has known they have some weapon coming that takes us out with one blow. And it's referenced in an old Chinese story. One kingdom takes out another without having to fight a war. You get the right guy, the right place, the assassin. We've wondered, what's the Assassin's Mace? I think we're experiencing the Sha Shou Jian, the Assassin's Mace. This, with one blow, they knock us out.
I totally agree. In fact, we've seen Chinese leaders brag that they used the COVID to lock us down. They say, we're over. They're already reopened. We have to recognize this is an Assassin's Mace, and we have to understand that if we stay in this state of panic, chicken little fear, we're done.
You're right. Sweden. Look at this numbers for Sweden. Good work, Alex, digging this up before the mainstream idiots. They're still in this, having the vapors about hydrochloroquine, how dangerous it was. Every kid I knew over in Asia, when we were over there in college, everybody just prophylactically took HCQ. You know, after 10 years, 2% of people have a heart problem, have a heart murmur. On that basis, rather than, and we were talking about for this treatment, five days of two doses a day.
Well, stay there, too. There's one more segment, though, on Big Picture. Back in 60 seconds, stay with us. The U.S. Postal Service tells InfoWars that as long as you get your order in by December 18th, and we're able to ship it out by that date, you will get it anywhere in the United States before Christmas. But listen, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products and fund the InfoWar now at the most critical time, not just in InfoWars history, but this country's history. You have invested in InfoWars. You prayed for us. You've spread the word. You've bought the products. And you've got the benefits of the information warfare, of the truth, in the fight against the globalists. But now is the time to redouble all our efforts in praying for a great awakening, which is starting to happen, and spreading the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video, and at the very same time buying amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of the biggest sales, if not the biggest, of the year, certainly on some items, the biggest sales of the year, on nutraceuticals, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. So thanks for your support. Get those orders in, and God bless.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Patrick M. Byrne is our guest, and he knows what he's talking about when he talks about the Chi-Coms and this death blow operation. But you were just talking during the break about you need to warn people, this is an emergency, about what's coming next and why we've got to fight this and why you're putting it all on the line, why so many others are putting it all on the line. With this Chi-Com takeover, if we don't act now, forget election fraud. Joe Biden's a Chi-Com agent on record with his son admitting it in recordings and them taking the cash publicly and Joe Biden saying China should influence every aspect of our lives with Confucius Institutes. I mean, this is open and shut right now.
Well, I love the Chinese, and I love the Chinese as a culture, as a people. This isn't the most Zen. I mean, the thing I love about the Chinese is a certain aspect, and this isn't them at their most admirable. This is the Han Chinese being Han about things rather than trying to join the liberal world order. And by liberal, and I think I made this point last time I was on your show, don't puke your shoes. We're both liberals, Alex. I'm kind of digging your groove here. I'm sorry I haven't listened to you more. But, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt said, great minds speak of ideas, average minds speak of events, weak minds speak of people. The mainstream press has been obsessed with one person for 4 years. You speak about ideas on this show, and you speak about the right ideas. We are defending the history of liberalism. And if we lose the most atomic concept of our history, the most atomic concept of our history is consent of the governed. They asked us, really over the last decade, as I think you've noticed, they've asked us to surrender on freedom of speech. We've compromised on freedom of speech and really freedom of religion and innocent until proven guilty and. Well, they've gotten to the last and most atomic concept, which is consent of the governed, as determined in elections that are free and fair and transparent. When you're
and they're coming with forced inoculations. They are literally raping us.
Well, I don't want to talk about the inoculations. That's not my circle of competence. I'll make my own private decision on that and after I study it more. I don't want to be a free rider if it's that's but anyway, I understand that but I think that if we bend a knee on this, until these are transparent, they clearly in my view, I'm on the inside, I can't say too much, I'm under judges. Orders because I guess that's all been released.
Well, you're doing a great job. You'll come back on China soon for a whole hour. You're fascinating. But other key tidbits you want to give people right now and a prelude to what's coming?
Well, I haven't dropped the biggest bombshells. There's two more, and I should probably tell them in one story. I'll tell them in one appearance next week if you want. But a lot of this, for 15 years, I've been exploring the subject and had a website called Deep Capture. It was dormant for a decade until I took this on. I parachuted out of a company I started 20 years ago and built and had a great time and worked with fun people. and had a great life in Utah. I parachuted out of it and took all that capital into finishing this fight. It's really a fight that started 15 years ago. And when I took on, I'm kind of a one-man occupy Wall Street. In 08, when everything melted down, the Wall Street Journal came out and said, yeah, the guy, the crazy guy turned out to be right, as did Bloomberg, and actually they did in 07. But I had that all figured out, and there was a particular crack on Wall Street. But after that 08, 09, it ended up, as somebody confirmed on Fox, and the clip is up on that site, a U.S. attorney named Brett Tolman. If you go to YouTube and look up a still report from August 2019, Patrick Byrne was right, something like that. They have this clip from Fox where this U.S. attorney went live. Somehow you can't find this on the Fox machines. You can find it on YouTube. That U.S. attorney talked about he was the senior counsel of the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2006, and I walked in off the street and brought the material for this investigation that turned into this massive FBI investigation, and 200 people went to jail. After that happened, I kind of went dormant on Deep Capture. It was voted the best investigative journalism in business investigative journalism in America and the best blog on corruption in America in 2008. And then I kind of discontinued. When I took this on, I started writing back up there. You can find a lot more nuggets up there and some rather shocking things. I'm going to come back in the next I'll come back and tell you the next two pieces of the story sometime. But you are
we'd love to have you do it. But here's the deal. Is there any way for Trump to stop this theft? We've got massive evidence of fraud, as you said.
Absolutely. You can't bend any of this. I did not vote for Donald Trump, but we cannot bend any of this. This is nuts.
So what should the president do?
Well, no comment. No comment. That's for people with a lot more thorough grasp.
No, I hear you. People ask me what to do, and I have a lot of knowledge, but I'll tell you, I don't. I mean, I had like high level military people just last week, high level, currently in the military, say, "What do we do?" And they weren't trying to set me up. They were asking, and I said, "I don't know." And they go, "We don't know either."
Elections were not free and fair, and if we give up on this, it's not like it's going to get better in 2022. I'm sure that's what the Venezuelans felt in 1997, and then Hugo Chavez. There was a coup. He got, or 97, 98, he got elected. There was a coup. He almost lost power. And he comes back in 2000. He has a 6-year term. December 2003, he's down 40-60 in the polls. He has to do, someone calls a referendum, which he can under the Venezuelan constitution after 3 years. Chavez goes out to these three Venezuelan scientists and says, build me a computer-based voting system that we can cheat with and steal the election.
That's called
Dominion. No, it's called Smartmatic. Smartmatic. And that's what they did, and he won 60-40. And
so no, it's true that Smartmatic was from Venezuela, but they're threatening to sue everybody right now, too, right?
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Litigation is a core competency. Bring it on. I can't wait to get discovery on that. I'll stick $10 million aside just to pursue your asses, so bring it on. But and I can't wait to get discovery in that case. But I think you got bigger problems than me, gentlemen at Smartmatic. So anyway, that's what it was built for. And now in Venezuela, people are on the starvation. Today is a starvation, and there's even reports of occasional cannibalism in Venezuela.
Oh, yeah,
and
they ate all the zoo animals 5 years ago.
The government magically keeps getting voted back into power with good, comfortable majorities. Does that seem a little odd? Well, that's equipment. Is the guts of the ES&S and the Dominion machines up here.
Dr. Patrick M. Byrne, we thank you at Patrick Byrne, deepcapture.com. I would love for you to release your next bombshells next Monday if you'd like, or whenever you'd like, here on air. We appreciate you. We appreciate your time. And then thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Inshallah, Alex. And if I'm still alive, I'll come back on Monday and tell you a little bit more.
All right, me too. I hear you. Had the former head of the CIA say arrest me yesterday. And I'm not like trying to overtop what he's saying, but it's true. Once you're involved in this stuff, it gets crazy. It is nuts. All right. He's taken over. NoMoreFakeNews.com. John Rappaport, straight ahead, always informative, always powerful. And then Owen Schroyer, The War Room. That is 3 to 6. And then they take an hour break and air the first hour of my show. And then, boom, election countdown. As people said, where's election countdown going? And I said, oh, the 79 days of hell and this whole fight. We knew this was coming. They promised to do it. They did it. We're here. We're fighting. But the only way we can fund this is your support. So it's simple. We've got the very best supplements, the very best products that are game-changing and amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. X2, X3, DNA Force Plus. We've got the sold-out for months, back-in-stock, Living Defense, with all of these ingredients. Great fruit seed extract, highest quality. Organic black walnut leaf and stem, highest quality. Great seed extract, highest quality. Defense Plus, set patented stuff. Organic black walnut hull, organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, organic quassia bark. People say, well, what does it do? It knocks out all the bad flora, all the bad visitors. And I haven't done this in a year. I did it last year and lost 30-something pounds. I'm like, why don't I do this every 6 months like you're supposed to? It's back in stock. Living Defense, InfoWarsStore.com. What else is back in stock? Alpha Power had one patented ingredient that we couldn't get because of the lockdown. I said this was a discontinued product. Hadn't been here for a year because we didn't reorder. So then we tried to get it 9-10 months ago. They couldn't do it. They said, oh, sorry. And now the plant that makes the one key ingredient is back in. Alpha Power, InfoWarsStore.com. Prostaguard, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, and that funds us. Free shipping, up to 60% off. These are all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, John Rappaport takes over. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Here we are again, folks, for another weekly chat. Lots of news. This hour, vax, the COVID vaccine. So we lead off with this story. When the frail and elderly die after receiving the COVID vaccine, what then? This is a CNN story. There are doctors who have been advising the CDC, a panel of doctors. Should we bring the elderly and the frail to or toward the head of the line as the first people receiving the new COVID vaccine? So overwhelmingly, the vote was yes. But there were one or two doctors that were wobbly, very wobbly, not sure if this was a good idea. So the first blockbuster that we learn is that in the clinical trials of the vaccine, prior to their getting approval by the FDA, the frail and the elderly were not in any of those clinical trials. You understand what that means, right? The vaccine was never tested on them to see what it would do, what effects it would have, what harm it would create, whether it was effective at all. And one of these doctors comes out and says, well, we know that for other vaccines, they're not as effective in the frail and the elderly. So that's called a clue. And then come some just unbelievable statements. Well, we're worried about the perception of the public if people that are frail and elderly start dying after receiving the vaccine. And the word is, well, people should not be alarmed, okay? People should not be alarmed if frail and elderly persons die after receiving the COVID vaccine, because after all, these people are in nursing homes, long-term care facilities, and that's where people are at the end of their lives, and they die, as if this is going to fly as an excuse. Suppose it were your mother or father who received, you know, they're in a nursing home. They're not healthy. They're elderly, but they're doing okay. Then they get the vaccine and 2 days later or a day later, they die. But don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. This is a direct quote from this panel, medical panel. People should not be alarmed if this happens because, well, these people are dying anyway. So this is called murder, absolute murder. It's an experiment. it's guinea pigs, and the guinea pigs are the elderly in these nursing homes and long-term care facilities and in hospitals and in their own homes. Because, again, none of them were in the clinical trials of the vaccine. So there is no data whatsoever to indicate what happens to these people when they get a brand new technology called mRNA that's never been released to the public before, but is now released in the new COVID vaccine. But don't be alarmed, certainly not, because after all, the doctor would tell you if your parent died as a result of the vaccine as opposed to dying from whatever health issues that parent had, right? And if you believe that, I've got condos on the far side of the moon for sale. In fact, the doctors would have no way of knowing what to tell you, because for the third time, no elderly and frail people were included in the clinical trials of the COVID vaccine. This is an unbelievable story. I've documented before, and I've discussed on the show here, COVID is old people. That's what it's all about. A gigantic percentage of so-called COVID deaths all over the world are among the elderly who are confined to nursing homes and long care facilities. These people have multiple serious long-term health issues, very serious, and they've been treated for years, if not decades, with toxic medical drugs. Okay. And they're terrified of getting a COVID-19 diagnosis. And then they do get that diagnosis. And then they are even more terrified. And then they are cut off and isolated from loved ones, family, friends. And they give up and they die. No virus required whatsoever. Has nothing to do with the virus. It has to do with forced, early, premature deaths, murder, in other words, of the elderly, in order to create COVID death numbers, thereby justifying the lockdowns and the economic devastation. So this is genocide planned among the elderly. And now, on top of all of that, we have the introduction of this COVID vaccine, which we know in past attempts to get a license for the RNA technology, it didn't fly because serious problems resulted among the volunteers in the clinical trials of drugs or vaccines, mainly what's called autoimmune reactions, meaning the body basically attacks itself. But now, boom, for the first time with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine and soon to be the Moderna vaccine, we have carte blanche for a new type of vaccine which will be injected directly at the head of the line to the elderly and the frail. I mean, there is nothing whatsoever in medical ethics that would justify this, even in conventional medical ethics, which don't exist. This is a war crime violation, basically. Murder on a mass scale. So when the elderly and the frail begin dying, they will be called COVID-19 deaths. Doctors will assure the family and friends it had nothing to do with the vaccine. It was the health issues. It just so happened that these health issues kicked in the day after the vaccine was injected, or hours after, or 2 or 3 days later. Sorry, we're very sorry, condolences, etc. But be assured, nothing whatsoever to do with the vaccine. And no major media are exploring this or analyzing it.
During our war for independence, during some of the darkest days, Thomas Jefferson, the man credited with writing our Declaration of Independence and much of our Constitution later, said, look, this is not going to be an easy fight. We're not going to be transported to liberty on a bed of feathers. No, ladies and gentlemen, we've actually had incredible successes with Donald Trump and Bolsonaro and the liberty movement worldwide. We're going to have major setbacks, but there is a giant awakening happening. That's why the globalists have gone ahead and launched their great reset, global collapse, worldwide social credit score, tracking app, microchip, forced inoculation takeover now, because if they don't force it now, they're never going to get it. So InfoWars has never been more critical. I want to thank you all for your support, and I want to encourage you to do your Christmas shopping now at InfoWarsStore.com. And if we ship your order out by the 18th, the Postal Service says you will get it before Christmas. So get those orders in at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're investing in freedom and liberty and justice while getting great products. Thanks for your support. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, we're back. Second segment here, continuing on about the COVID vaccine. And I have a second story here. And the second story involves the the equivalent of the British FDA, what they have said about the new COVID vaccine. Because you know that there were serious, severe, what were called allergic reactions in two health workers in England the moment that they started vaccinating people with the COVID vaccine. So the British version of rough equivalent of the U.S. FDA said that nobody should receive the COVID vaccine who has a serious history of allergies to food, medicine, or vaccines. Wow. That's a news buster, gigantic buster, because how many people know that? How many people are aware of that? How many people in the public understand that? How many doctors? How many nurses? How many what amounts to trained clerks that are sitting there in some room giving COVID vaccine injections understand that this must be part of informed consent, which is not just a simple little brush-off thing like, hey, do you have any allergies? Well, I don't know. And okay, here's a shot. No. Nobody, this is the equivalent of the British FDA, who has a serious allergy to food or medicine or vaccines, should receive the vaccine. Boom. Boom and boom. So, in addition to that, the British agency said that, and get this, everywhere, every location where the vaccine is being given must have resuscitation equipment on board. Resuscitation equipment on board. You understand what that means, right? If somebody goes into anaphylactic shock right after the vaccine, this is equipment that is supposed to be there to resuscitate them. And they are talking about, obviously, life-threatening allergic reactions to the vaccine, or what I described in the last segment as autoimmune reactions to the vaccine. Okay, so do you seriously think that in the attempt to rush this vaccine into use at warp speed, injecting it into hundreds of millions of people in a brief amount of time, that in every location or many locations or even some locations where it's being given, that resuscitation equipment is going to be on board? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Of course not. Absolutely not. So now let's get down to another issue here. In my notes, just want to refer to this. Oh, yeah. Denver Post. Another blockbuster statement. People with a history of severe allergic reactions were excluded from the clinical trials of the vaccine. They were screened out as well as possible so that none of those people were in the trials of the vaccine to receive the vaccine. Therefore, just like the frail and the elderly that I discussed in the last segment, there is no data whatsoever on the reactions to the vaccine in people who have histories of allergies to food, medicine, or vaccine. No data whatsoever. We have no information. We don't know anything. We're in the dark. But don't worry, everything's fine. No, everything is not fine. Quite the opposite. To the degree that the recommendation, which is a demand, is that everywhere that the vaccine is being given, resuscitation equipment is supposed to be on board. I mean, this is a disaster that is happening before our eyes as we speak. Okay, so I decided to go to stats. In the U.S., these are rough estimates. 16 million people have food allergies. 16 million people. 200,000 show up to ERs every year with food allergies. What about allergies to medicines and vaccines? We don't know. We don't know. Let's take an example of a medicine. Remember penicillin, or could be one of the antibiotics? Let's say somebody has a history, they've received penicillin or an antibiotic in the past, and they had an allergic reaction, which was a rash. Is that considered a serious adverse reaction? A serious allergic reaction? Or do you have to have very bad shortness of breath in order to qualify as a serious allergic reaction? Well, nobody knows. Nobody has any idea. You could receive an antibiotic in January and have a rash, and then 2 years later you receive the same antibiotic and you have extreme shortness of breath. Who knows? Nobody knows. But those people are supposed to be excluded from receiving the COVID vaccine too. And how many of them are there who have an history of allergy to medicine or a vaccine? Completely unknown. Probably millions more people. But who knows about this in the public? How many doctors or nurses giving the shots, or clerks that are trained, or the military soldiers administering the vaccine, have any idea about this, or would be able to explore it in depth in an intelligent, informed consent conversation with every person who lines up to get the shot? You're kidding me. There's no time for that. No. Trump wants this, and everybody wants this at warp speed. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened in human history. Ah, the vaccine. Here we go. A disaster. A crime in progress as we speak, rolling out right now before our eyes, receiving almost zero coverage in the press. It's all brushed aside with popping corks on champagne and celebrations of the rollout of the vaccine, the greatest thing that's ever happened in human history. Oh, my God, it's incredible. And the carrot and the stick, where the governors say, well, you know, now if everybody or 70% of everybody takes the vaccine, then we can seriously think about ending the lockdowns. But if not, then, you know, we're going to have to reimpose the lockdowns again. And the carrot and the stick. This is everything that's being publicized by the complicit criminal press, not the information that I'm giving you, which is connecting the dots and taking the meager tidbits that we're getting from the press and putting them in the spotlight as I am and showing you what it all really means, which is devastation, destruction, murder, mass murder in progress with the vaccine, completely untested, not only the technology, but the very people, the frail and the elderly, and people with allergies, were excluded from the criminal, from the clinical trial. We'll be back.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Guided Investing. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a five lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When the evening sun goes down.
Okay, we're back here.
You will
last
find
segment.
Me hanging
I'm
down.
Going to try to lay out the rest of this and jam it all in about the vaccine. What about the effectiveness of the COVID vaccine? I've discussed this before on the show. I want to sum it up. In a groundbreaking opinion piece in the New York Times, by Peter Doshi and Eric Topol, they took apart the clinical trials of the three major companies, Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. And they said, look, these clinical trials, which led to the approval of the Pfizer COVID vaccine, are designed to only prevent mild cases of COVID-19, meaning chills and fever or a cough. That's it. They're not designed to show that the vaccine can prevent serious cases, hospitalization type cases, deaths. Not at all. That's not the way they're built or structured. And there's reasoning behind this, which I've gone into in detail on the show before and in articles. But what they say stands up completely. These clinical trials of the vaccine are a complete fraud from the point of view of being effective or showing effectiveness of the vaccine. Because who cares about a cough or chills and fever. These cure themselves naturally. There is no need for a vaccine. But that's what the clinical trials were designed to prove, and nothing more. So when you see all the celebrations, oh, we're rolling out this fantastic vaccine. No, it isn't fantastic. Even if you believe, which I do not, in conventional vaccine theory, even if you were to brush aside the monstrous adverse effects and the dangers of the vaccine, which I've described to you over the last 40 minutes, and nobody should brush those aside if they care about living, the effectiveness angle is complete fraud. There is no effectiveness here for anything serious or anything that people should be worried about. But the press overlooks this. They publish one piece and then forget about it, move on. The public health officials like Fauci, they don't care. They know, they don't say anything. The coronavirus task force, they say nothing about any of this. The vaccine makers, they're silent. They say nothing about it. The public health agencies, like the World Health Organization, CDC, they know what I've just described to you. They say nothing about it. They're putting into effect a killer machine, which is a vaccine. And they don't want any interruption in their plan. And I want to now move along and describe yet another facet of this, which from a commercial point of view is vitally important to understand. Because from a money point of view, strictly speaking, this is the first product in the history of the human race to introduce RNA technology. No drug or vaccine has ever been foisted upon the public with this technology. And here's what that means from a commercial point of view. Vaccines can now be produced much more cheaply, easily, and quickly. It's not a matter of years anymore, it's a matter of months. Quickly, cheaply, more easily. Do you understand what this implies for the future? They can now say, the Bill Gateses of this world, well, we discovered 15 new viruses that we never known about before, and we can roll out vaccines for all of them in a matter of months and subject the human race to more toxicity and more destruction and more death because we've got RNA technology and it's finally been approved in one product, which means the door is wide open. We can now use it again and again and again, and nobody's going to inspect it or look into it about the horrendous adverse effects and about the lack of effectiveness, et cetera, et cetera. It's all going to go away now, and the way is clear. And what this is pointing to in the future, and I just want to paint the picture briefly of this, is the following. People will show up at their doctor's offices or the hospitals, or people will come to their homes or whatever, and they'll be given a routine DNA profile. Everybody will have one. It'll be on record. Records will be shared with everybody, et cetera, et cetera. And then the honchos at public health agencies and government leaders will then be able to say, and they will say, for every DNA profile, we can show you and we will give you a customized set of vaccines that you need in order to survive in this world. The brave world. Because we can produce these vaccines in record time and we have them in stocks on board and we're ready to go. So you have a DNA profile of a little bit of this and 3% of that. 7% of this and 47%. Okay, great. We've got that. We know that. We've got all the potential DNA profile. All of this is complete baloney, of course. I mean, this is all a hoax. It's all hype. But that's what they're saying. And it sounds good. It's techno-speak. It's fake science. It's from the top. Oh, yes, the experts say. So now we've got John Jones your set of vaccines attuned precisely to your DNA profile. And we're going to give them to you. And in 3 days, you'll have them all. And then 3 months later, you'll come back for boosters. And every year, you'll get more boosters. And we'll do a new profile on you just to make sure that we had it right. And blah, 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 blah. Medical tyranny. You're a medical patient from the ovum to the grave. That's the deal. The medical cartel, the most powerful cartel in the world. It's medical dictatorship, medical police state. It's globalism all rolled into one, technocracy. That's what is happening with these vaccines. That's the deal. People die. People fall over. People get sick. Long term, they die. Quickly, they die. Doesn't matter. It's all going to be written off as something else that has nothing to do with the vaccine. And then, as I've described before on the show here, the case numbers of COVID will be rigged. Very easy to do by adjusting the PCR test. I've explained that. I've gone into detail on how that works. You make adjustments in how the PCR test is done, and you come up with now suddenly a majority, a vast majority of negative reactions, which means people are not infected by the fake virus, and therefore the case numbers go down, or the appearance of the case numbers goes down. And then the Faucis of this world say, you see, it's because of the vaccine. The vaccine is working wonders. It's a miracle. We are conquering the pandemic. All hail to Pfizer and BioNTech and Moderna and AstraZeneca, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The miracle workers and the messiahs that are saving humankind. We must rely on them forever in the future to save us from future pandemics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the game plan. That's the deal. Harm. Disabilities incurred, making people disabled, unable to function, die off of the frail and elderly and other people, depopulation, reducing the ability of people to resist the takeover. This is the long-term effect of vaccines, and it is now being accelerated. And the program is to try at different levels and different ways to mandate the vaccine through corporations, through companies, through states, governors in other countries, through provinces and prime ministers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to put everybody under the gun, which means everybody who's awake and aware has to resist and rebel against this. They know we're out there. They know we know the truth. They know that there are larger and larger numbers of people who are ready to resist. And that's us. And so that's what we have to do against the vaccine, against the destruction, on behalf of strength, vitality, health, consciousness, and freedom above all, to say, no, we're going to live our lives the way we want to. John Rappaport, see you next time.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.